Welcome to Girls Night, everybody. This is your host, Tom Brady, back from the dead. I have risen.
That's where you've been the last 8 months?
Yeah, I've been dead, dog.
Jesus only took 3 days.
Yeah, well, Jesus is a try-hard. You know what I'm talking about? I was a... What, we all got to rise in 3 days? I took 8 months.
Now, were you awake? Did you rise naturally? Like, what happened?
I rose and I was like,
oh, you so feel rested.
So how many times did you hit the snooze button?
Oh, God. See, that's the thing. After 3 days, the snooze starts going. Every 3 days for the next 8 months.
See, Lazarus was a go-getter. He was up and out. Jesus took his time.
Yeah.
You took your damn time.
I took my damn time, dude.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, why don't we lie about Lazarus being white?
Who the fuck is Lazarus?
You don't know Lazarus?
No.
He's
one
Old
of
Testament.
Jesus' miracles.
What?
Lazarus came back from the dead.
Yeah.
Now, tell me something. You believe that shit?
Yeah, dog.
That's the only part I believe.
Yeah,
I believe that happened, and then they just formulated a story around it.
Yeah, that's true. You know what? That's where I'm coming from.
The writer was real humble. He was like, I'm going to make the real thing, the B story.
I definitely think Jesus rose from the dead, but I don't think he was a prophet. I don't believe any of those miracles, but I do think he rose from the dead, because, I mean, I did it too, 8 months later.
Did you have a Mary Magdalene of your own?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my man.
She was a fucking hoe.
But in today's world, she's just a feminist blogger instead.
Yeah, I had Jezebel Magdalene.
People are going to look back and be like, Tom Brady was even friends with feminist bloggers. He loved everybody.
I washed their feet and I jerked off about it. That's my fetish.
No. Oh, no, it's I liked the articles they shared.
Yeah, that's the thing. I clicked the the Jesus of our time clicked the like button on everyone's posts. Tommy Mac.
So I'm Jesus.
By the way, speaking of that, let's bring up a little beef on this pod off the bat. You like everything on Facebook, and yet when you posted your little thing about being like Jesus and that you wrote an 18-hour megabus, I'm butchering the joke.
Yeah.
I wrote, because you've written a couple statuses about it.
Well, that way it was a callback.
I know.
Call it a callback.
Everybody, when Tommy does something he think people might think is reputable, he will tell you about it for months. Like buying toilet paper for apartment, which he's done probably 3 times. And every time he knocks on my door... And make sure to tell me. And he shows.
I bear good news.
No. He comes to the door like a cat bringing a mouse to the back door. Like, look what I did.
Oh, man, that reminds me of another story. I just had to stomp a mouse. We'll talk about that in a minute. It's very upsetting.
Put that on the back burner.
I've heard of burning down the house, but stomping down the mouse.
Stomping down the mouse. You posted the thing about your fucking thing about the megabus or whatever, and I wrote, Jesus, Tommy, we get it. Once you had to ride a bus one time.
Now let me set the scene. This was Christmas morning.
This is Christmas morning.
I'm at peak innocence.
I thought you would think that was hilarious because it was just a good little
day every day.
No, I wrapped all my presents back up. I said I'll wait till next year to open these.
I think that's the one thing on Facebook you didn't like. You never liked it. It got like I want to say it got 20 likes, and you weren't one of them.
Hey.
And yet, if Aaron Glazer posts
something. Oh.
He's a good man.
Well, I mean, it's pretty easy. He hasn't posted anything in a while.
Actually, we probably shouldn't talk about him now that I'm thinking about it. He's been known to sue some people.
And he's got time
to
listen to every podcast.
Yeah, that's true.
I was meaning Aaron Blazer, sorry.
Oh, shit.
That guy is always well-dressed.
He's just like an innocent guy at home, like right now, like, oh, man. Sucks being Aaron Blazer.
Nah, he's excited for lacrosse season in the spring.
Aaron Blazer's trying to get booked at UCG.
United Citizens.
But I mean,
group?
Tommy's still got time to like that.
Maybe that'll be an on-air.
I mean, he takes 8 months to rise. Think how long it takes for him to like stuff.
This is an on-air stunt. That's going to get you...
By rise, we are talking about getting a boner. Am I right? It takes me 8 months, dog.
ED.
ED, get help.
I was driving back. I was driving back home and I was listening to the radio and there was a commercial for like Viagra or something, but it was like the commercial from the wife's perspective.
Oh shit.
She's like, my husband started taking it, and then she goes, I'm not gonna spare you the sexy details, but I'm a lot happier now.
Oh, wow. <It's like
laughs> what if she's like, yeah, now I get fucking railed every night. Railed good hard.
Viagra.
Trianal. Viagra.
Now that'd be a nice medicine. Trianal.
Trianal. Have you had Trianal? My doctor prescribed it. For my birthday.
My proctologist, yeah.
You know how when you go to the doctor on your birthday, he prescribes you special things?
Yeah, every year you have to go get your checkup.
He's like, well, I wasn't going to give you Loratab, but it is your birthday.
On my sweet 16, he gave me Lexapro. Ooh,
well, I'm supposed to tell you you're dangerously overweight, but since it's your birthday, and I know how to say the word dangerously.
Yeah, dangerously. Wait, what did you say? Dangerously.
I think I said dangerously.
What, you mean like that. He's overweight on a ledge or something?
Yeah.
It's dangerous to
have
all
you gone
of
up
us.
At Danger Fields?
Oh, I have. Ooh, boy. And trust me, I got no respect over there. That's why they called it that. No, actually, they were very sweet to me. Anyways.
Sounds like you need to go back to school. Again.
That's where that intro story was from. I don't want to name any names, but I posted
that email?
Yeah, the worst email I've ever gotten.
Are we doing all things I haven't liked? Is that the theme of the podcast?
Did you not like this either?
No, my friend actually texted me a screenshot of that saying how funny it was.
Oh, nice. Which friend?
Pat name Hanna. Names. Pat Kansas. Get on. Get the
Pat
shout
Kansas.
Out, baby.
He's a good man. Good you man. Did just like the...
Of course he. What do you think he was doing on his phone?
Yeah, I don't know what to text.
I guess I took a screenshot of it before, but it's on my Insta. It's my most recent post. If you want to post date this somehow, I cut out all the details of this, but this was a booking at a club in New York City where it's supposed to be all fancy. I got an email from this host where she was giving me the details of what the show was, but then she says, "And I've gotta ask, who is your fave NFL team?" I'm working on a pre-intro bit where I'm holding a football and I start to announce our headliners are Tom Brady, Eli Manning, and then I get interrupted from the back. Oh, we didn't get Eli? And then I'll say something to the effect of that this Tom Brady will make Giants fans laugh even harder than when we watched QB Tom Brady in a slump sitting on the field after getting defeated by the Giants in the Super Bowl. By the way, something I just learned today was given the name Brady-ing. So
wait,
I thought it'd be good. So I thought it'd be good to know who your team is. What the fuck? What kind of intro would that be? And imagine hearing that all that, and now Tom Brady.
I would know, but just think of how much more the info of your favorite team would add on to
that's
that.
What I was wondering. That's I was like, I have no intro. Idea what it even means. She's just like, just for my character, I want
to
know.
No, I mean, there are like three more paragraphs added on to that, depending on what your favorite team
just
is.
Just kidding. He likes the Colts. Here's Tom Brady. Like, who gives a shit?
I wonder if she puts that much work into every intro. Like, if also on the show there was someone who, like, talked about their dad being dead on stage, she would like bring out an actor,
a
like,
corpse.
Yeah, just be like, oh, and I'm gonna have my dad help me intro this one.
She brings out Syracuse basketball player Jerry McNamara to introduce me.
I didn't even include this in the post about it, and she was a sweet lady, and the show ended up being, it was a fun time. I'm not gonna plug it because then it would give away anything, but it was she paid me and everything. It was fine, but she did.
In football.
Yeah, she gave me $50 worth of footballs. That was the meal
football
too.
With pennies, it's heavy.
What did she do? She so I told her please don't do that in the email. I was like, that is a horrible idea. Trust me, that's bad. And she was like, I don't know. And then I was like, no, I really don't want that. And then she was like, well, you should do something about it. As if I've never had to address this except for on this show in my life. Like, just drove
me
crazy.
Not she, a different person. Any other person?
Like, how do you know?
Any other person in the world? This person who was putting on the HR party at my work wanted me to do like the theme was cruise. So they were like, why don't you do like cruise ship stand up about how bad cruise ships are? No. He was like, well, think about it.
Like,
I was
well,
like,
we're
going to
pay you $2,000. Like,
yeah,
it's
that's the
exact
thing.
Cruise
if
experience.
I'd do that for $500. Wait, how much time did they say you
there
had
was
to do?
But there was no like, there was no real thought.
Yeah,
put
they
into
don't
it.
Know.
You know what I mean?
The
yeah,
they
yeah.
don't understand what. Like comedy time.
It was like
is.
In concept. It was like, wouldn't it be funny because cruise ships have a comedian?
Right.
We mm-hmm. have this guy who seemingly hates his life. Who
and
says he's a comedian?
You'd probably just be like in the background.
Yeah.
Or you're just like part of the ambiance.
Are you like the least fun person at work?
I'm mostly headphones in kind of guy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Headphones in, ass up.
Hell yeah. That's yeah, the way yeah. I like to work. look, guys. I had to stomp a mouse right before I came here, so I'm a little amped up from that still. It was a terrible
Stomping
experience.
Down the mouse.
he was on the podcast.
Oh, mice. Yeah, yeah.
I stomped mice.
oh,
yeah.
No, I just ordered an Uber. I gotta go.
I was at my girlfriend's house, and mouse.
Who is a mouse?
Who is a mouse? Yes.
We should clarify.
Yeah, that's why there
that's
was a mouse
cute
there.
Way of saying I beat my girlfriend.
Girls' Night does not support the views of Connor Greenshirt Delahanty. How's that green shirt doing?
Oh, clearly that was a joke.
Oh, yeah.
You
nice
think
try,
domestic abuse
Connor.
Is a joke?
You think that's funny?
Jackson Brown over here.
All old Tosh Point no means no.
Oh.
That's this podcast.
Consentertainer of the year, Tom Brady.
boy. Mm. I'm a lib cuck tard. what was I going to say? Oh, mouse. So I'm at my girlfriend's place. Her cat is playing with this box in the bathroom. It's like one of the, it's a little box trap, like a glue trap.
Oh, okay.
And
isn't that dangerous?
Seem like it. yeah. I went in to stop the cat, and then I'm like, what are you playing with over here? I pick it up. There's a fucking mouse in there. Ooh. And I go, ah! And then I tell Maria, my girlfriend, she doesn't like to be named.
She's been on the podcast. Yeah.
No, I don't know what the statute of limitations on how old someone has to be talked about on a podcast. But, so she drops her sippy cup, and I'm like... and I'm like... I'm like, go back to bed.
So you help her into the crib.
Yeah. Toss her
like,
in the
up,
crib.
Up.
Toss her in the crib. Well, and you know these girls. Once you get them to bed and they get up, it's so hard to get them back down, you know?
And then you got to breastfeed them. And this
Yeah. Yep.
2016, I guess.
That's 2016. Can't wait for 2017. They're 1 year older than.
I don't know. Kevin can wait.
Kevin can't wait. Anyways, she's like, you gotta kill it, and I'm like, can't we just put it outside? I like mice. We had pet mice when I was a kid. I've talked about it on, maybe on, not on here, but
yeah,
my
Tom,
stepdad.
We have pet mice. They don't need a cage or anything.
My stepdad.
Those
yeah.
are our pet mice.
That's just rebranding.
Yeah. Oh wait a second.
Those are just alt mice.
They've got weird haircuts. And
they love Adult Swim.
The other night I was arguing when I was on stage in Indianapolis. Me and Connor did a show in Indy, and this lady was arguing with me about how Stranger Things wasn't sexist, and I don't think it is either. But I mean, I like
just
don't care.
Yeah, yeah.
But I have that bit where I'm talking about my friend who wrote a blog about how it is, mm-hmm. and she was arguing with me about it. I'm like, no, I'm on your side. And then
so
I was
she
like,
didn't listen to the other part
no,
of the joke.
I was like yelling at her, and I was like, wait, I'm like yelling at a woman about feminism. I was like, I'm the new face of the alt left. But anyways, Maria's like, you got to kill the mouse. And I was like, can't I just put it outside? And she was like, no, if you put it outside, it'll like tell its friends that this is a safe place. And I was like, that doesn't seem right. And she's like, no, I swear to God. And I was like, I don't feel like that's true.
No.
And then she got mad because I called her crazy. And you know, these girls, they have wild imaginations.
I think she's wrong.
Yeah.
Is the mouse? How is the mouse communicating?
The mouse,
Morse mouse
squeaks.
Code?
Yeah.
Morse
code.
Sounds very dangerous.
No, thank you.
That is dangerous over there.
How does she expect this mouse to have friends when, like, he's just hanging out by himself in the apparent abyss to mice?
Plus, aren't we all really alone in New York?
That's true.
I'm the only living boy in New York.
It's weird how you're surrounded by people, but you're still kind of alone.
Oh, boy. What are you, a narrator to a shit movie?
Well, have you seen Fievel Goes West? Those mice have friends. Isn't Fievel a mouse?
I've never seen it.
You haven't?
Fievel moved to L.A. Heard that story.
That's true. Yeah. Uh-huh. Fievel starts sucking dick for stage time. Fievel ends up on the casting couch. Like they all do.
And that's Fievel's big break.
When I was in L.A., I didn't get off that casting couch, you know.
Yeah, that's where you're sleeping.
Yeah, I slept on the casting couch. People were fucking on top of me. Women are showing their goddamn titties to everybody.
You know, it's a free place to stay.
Can I sleep on your casting couch?
Just putting Tylenol in your coffee every morning.
That's going to be the porn version of Pete Holmes' show. When he's surfing or crashing, it's all going to be casting couches.
It would be really funny if Crashing, he just remade the movie Crash and he didn't realize it.
Sandra Bullock's the love interest or whatever. This show is sponsored by Pete Holmes' show. Crashing.
You made it Crashing.
Yeah. What's the noise for him?
Like, do you understand?
That's it. There it is. There's Pete. Thanks for coming on, Pete.
They're weirdos. I stopped a mouse. Do you understand?
Do you understand? The mouse had friends. Do you believe in mouse God? Judd Apatow.
I interviewed Gary Mouseling.
I won't shut up about how I interviewed. I interview everybody who's dead. And then I repost it.
His interview with Osama bin Laden was incredible. It was incredible. It was incredible.
No, Osama.
Now I see your point. I do this all the time.
We're all in a cave, if you think about it.
Osama, will you say keep it crunchy? I mean, crispy.
No, you said crunchy for Osama.
Yeah, they don't like crispy. They're always burning themselves up. You know what I'm talking about?
It would be really funny if when Pete Holmes has someone on, he just talks the whole time. Like, he actually interviews Osama, but they just never get to 9/11.
So how'd you get your start?
Yeah.
I was in Chicago.
I watched a documentary about Bin Laden a couple weeks ago. I didn't know he was like a rich kid.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He was?
He was oil money. His family was loaded.
And so that's how he likes.
Wow. Stuff. He and Bush, not so different.
It's weird that, like, I didn't think there was something that could make me, like, hate him a little bit more.
Yeah.
But just, like, being a. Oh,
well, that's how he got into those groups. Like, at the start, he would just give them a shitload of his dad's money.
Yeah. It makes I don't know why I thought he, like, you know, started from the bottom.
That's how he got JFL.
You're saying that Al Qaeda is a lot like UCB.
I'm paid to have Jeff Singer come watch him preach.
His dad, yeah. You have to go through all the levels. Oh, boy.
You should wait until you can get it repped.
Some people say that women be shopping. I say Osama bin Laden. You know what I'm talking about? That felt like a Bobby Buds joke. We don't have to talk about him. you just did a show with him where Patton Oswalt showed up.
One of the great joys of my life was Patton Oswalt walking into a show while Bobby Buds is on stage. And Bobby Buds is doing his bit about how Sublime is actually better than the Beatles.
I think that's all you need to know about Bobby Buds. That's the sort of thing.
So that's a joke he worked on.
So Patton asks, "Oh, who's hosting the show?" And I go, "Bobby, who's on stage now?" He goes, "Oh, wow."
I like the part about how he tried to tag something.
Yeah. So Patton ends on a Trump bit, and then he gets a great bit, gets
Trump
on stage. Yeah, which is weird. But we'll talk about that later. And Bobby gets like, "Oh, Patton was talking about Trump, and never mind." Then he just brings up the next comic because he didn't want to try and like tag or one up.
He was like, "Oh, I got a bit that's gonna blow your mind."
You think that was good? My
Watch
Buds and my
shit.
Durst are so similar.
They're very similar. Pretty much everybody.
I host the mic at Shoe Buzz.
Danny Callis.
I'm Danny.
Yeah. I'm Danny Callis. Wearing a bandana.
Hey, yo, Patton, you don't yell enough in your bits.
Yeah. Hey, Patton, have you considered calling the audience gay?
KFC Famous Bowl, because I'm not gay.
Oh, boy. These references are more inside baseball than the movie Inside Man, which, once again, I have not seen. Yep. Anytime neither. I say something's more inside baseball, I'm just going to tag it with that.
So you stomped them out. Or wait, I don't think you've gotten to the stomping yet. What did it feel like to be like, God?
Felt bad.
Did you take it outside and do it, or was Maria like, no, in the
living room? Do it in front of me. And then we fuck right on top of its dead body.
We fucking point at it the whole time.
Yeah.
The mouse was a cuck?
I fucked its wife in front of its dead body. I fucked that mouse's... What?
Tom, you stomp this mouse while I find its wife.
Yeah, and then she found it and I fucked it. It felt powerful to do that part, but the rest of it I didn't like.
Wait.
It felt good to come, but...
How old was this mouse?
Oh, you know, it had a sippy cup and all.
A real theme.
To paraphrase one of your old bits, well, if you're having sex with a mouse, do you still say sorry?
if you're having sex with a mouse's dead, or a dead mouse's wife, do you still apologize if you come too early? And it's like, is that what mice sound like?
That's a good question for like philosophy classes.
Here's a question.
If you sit down to take a test and that's like an essay question.
If I come in the woods without touching myself, is it still illegal?
Will you report me to the dean?
Man, this is a great episode. We're back, baby. We're back. It's girls' night. The sewer people are fucking loving it.
Do we have any
They're
sponsors?
They're splashing around.
Did you wrangle
Oh, we do have
months?
Some sponsors. I got to look it up. Hold on. By the way, send in sponsors if you've got them. We've got Brock Turner's sock burner. Oh, wait. No, here we go. Sorry. We'll use
That's
him
a throwaway?
Another time.
Okay. Yeah.
Here's what I liked. Actually, we have... Pete Holmes weed poems. Oh, no. Connor, you want to tell us what that's all about? You're on weed right now, aren't you, you sick fuck?
Nah.
No, you're good. All right, keep it clean.
Pete Holmes weed poems?
Yeah.
I like that's joints. Tough. I like edibles. I just did an HBO special. It's incredible.
Oh, shit. There it is. That's Pete Holmes weed poems. That's great. Well done, Tommy. Bad job, Connor.
Okay.
I did lose my amazing impression, but sometimes you sacrifice one for the other.
I mean, Tommy got that whole time while I was floundering to think of his poem.
That's true. So we got a couple more here. Either. We've got Dick Socks by Rick Fox. Those are just, you know, sometimes you know how sometimes
can I stop you for a second?
Yeah, yeah.
So two of the sponsors are Brock Turner's Sock Burners
yeah.
and Dick Socks by Rick Fox. Seems like there's a bit of a theme.
Those are...
those seem like conflicting companies.
Interest. Yeah, yeah.
It just depends. That's why I had to stop myself. We decided this time to go
with Rick
Fox.
So you didn't
His
go with the better man.
Right yeah, yeah.
He had a better pedigree than Brock.
Because with the amount of playing time Rick Fox would get, he's doing about 20 minutes of action.
Oh,
game.
Okay.
Come on.
Man, it's fucked up how they did my buddy Brock Turner.
He doesn't even like steak anymore.
He's got. Isn't it crazy that I think we talked about this on an earlier episode, but it's just like on the one that I'm editing right now, which was 6 months ago or whatever.
Which one was it?
The Dewey Lovett one.
Oh, that was
it's
fun.
That's going to be coming out after this one, I think. I think we're going to... We're recording this on right before New Year's Eve. I thought we'd ring in 2017 with the listeners. We're back. We decided, I knew 2016 was going to be bad, and so I decided to
Are we doing like a best of 2016?
Yeah, yeah.
Where we talk about both episodes we recorded and put out?
And 2016 was a great year, I think we can all admit.
Yeah, yeah.
Nothing bad happened.
Mike Lawrence got two Emmy nominations.
Oh, shit. Anyway, Dick Socks by Rick Fox. It's crazy that Brock Turner's got like a loving father. Like, obviously his father's a piece of shit.
Oh, you're jealous now.
I'm sorry. Some of us would like to have.
I don't even have a dad,
dad
to defend my rape.
Yeah, raise your hand. Wait, we haven't played this in a while.
Oh, one of the best games.
Let's play a little round of Is Your Dad Alive? Is your dad alive? Because mine is not. He died at 59 from a blood clot. My dad's dead. Listen to me sing. He died very young from a blood thing. Remix!
Bow.
Dead, 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 dead. Make you sad, make you sad. No mom, no mom. Shit's a bomb, shit's a bomb. Connor, dead, dead, fuck. Tom, dead, dead, shook.
Aw, shucks.
Oh, shucks. Tommy, dead, live as hell. Tommy's dead.
What's
get
that smell?
Real well.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's my dead dad.
That was the remix on the fly.
This is what 8 months will get you, folks.
A lot of work in the studio.
That's okay.
Hour a day.
The Dick Princesses love that.
When the mic hits the headphones,
I think in the remix we described whose dads are dead.
Yeah, you kind of took the...
Yeah. And when I said Connor's dad dead, fuck, I meant not that he's a dead fuck, but he's dead. Fuck.
There was a comma.
Yeah, yeah, there's a comma there. My dad, dead fuck.
That could be a new game. Dead fuck or dead fuck.
Oh, shit. Let us play. Carrie Fisher. Dead fuck or
dead fuck.
Yeah? Connor?
Dead fuck.
Osama bin Laden.
Dead fuck.
Dead fuck.
Dead fuck. I just, after listening to him on Pete Holmes, I just really.
Oh, you connected?
Came around on him.
He made it weird.
He told that story about Aspen. That was really cool.
I feel like there's a weird one in here. Oh, Fidel Castro. Dead fuck or dead fuck?
I think dead fuck.
Yeah.
Dead fuck.
Dead fuck.
Have I told my Fidel Castro thing on here?
No.
We used to golf together.
Sure.
No, it was like 2 years ago. My dad and I were having an argument. I don't know why. We were arguing about whether or not Fidel Castro was dead at that time.
Must be nice to be able to argue with your dad.
So then, so I go, Dad, he's definitely dead. I'm going to prove it. So I Google Fidel Castro dead. And the first thing that comes up is a headline says, Fidel Castro, I thought I'd be dead by now.
That's great.
So we both won.
I was going to say. Being once wishing death, aren't you already dead?
Thank you.
Could be part of the Mandela effect.
Oh,
have you heard about this, Connor?
Yeah, yeah, we were talking about it the other day.
That's right.
It's that kind of like groupthink.
Yeah, well, the Berenstain Bears used to be the Berenstain Bears, but then time travelers went back and changed it to fuck with our heads. They're gaslighting us, dog.
They couldn't save your dad, though.
I don't think they would want to. Oh, my dad was a good man. Yeah, sure, he killed some. Let's not talk about it.
We're back, baby.
Babies.
Is it time travel or is it just an alternate universe?
See, I had it described to me by a drunken comedian, so I thought it was time travelers, but maybe it is alternate universe. But then how? Why are they crossing or something?
Why it would affect people in the
other one. That's what I'm wondering. So maybe this, maybe Fidel Castro died in your dad's reality.
Oh.
And he remembered that, but then you remember otherwise because you're a fucking millennial.
I saw someone put up a thing like, it's becoming pretty clear that David Bowie started an alternate dimension and he's selectively picking the people he wants in it.
Yeah, did somebody. Well, Fidel Castro.
Yeah, because then there's so many counter arguments. Like, he's like, "Oh, I need Antonin Scalia over here. Someone's got to be the Law and Order in the Bowieverse."
That's that's real dumb. I really
like
hate
it was
those.
Like all his buddies.
Yeah,
I really fucking
him
hate
and Debbie Reynolds.
I really hate those posts that are like, guess God needed a laugh or something. Like,
when Bowie died.
Yeah.
You need to see that fairy
well,
man.
Have you seen that video of Bowie and Mick Jagger singing in the streets without the music?
Yeah.
He thought that was hilarious. That's when he killed him.
Yeah. Look out, Mick.
And Chappelle's not good enough.
that's
like the new JFL. If you die, you got him. God picks you. God is Jeff Singer is God to me.
You nailed the audition.
He's the booker of JFL. New faces.
Hi, Jeff.
Anyways, guys, my mom said she saw Bigfoot.
Oh,
do you guys believe in Bigfoot?
No.
Are you calling my mom a fucking liar? Is
this Bigfoot or big? Wait, yeah, you got to tell this story because this is crazy.
I have heard so many fucking stories from my mom this week.
She was John?
I was with, yeah, she was John. I was with my mom for a week. I decided to go home, spend some time, and it was very interesting. I found out a lot about my family. I heard an interesting relationship story about my grandma. My grandma's like, her mind's kind of gone. She doesn't really remember a lot of things.
She thinks the mice are talking to each other.
I think the mice are friends. anyway, so my grandma told me that she met her husband, my grandpa, when he came into her work to meet another lady for a date. And he goes, oh, is June here? And she goes, he goes, I'm supposed to take her on a date. And she goes, no, but I'm single. And then they just ended up together.
Was June there?
She wasn't there. It was her day off. My grandma was like, but she was a fat pig, so you would have hated her.
Jesus. What if June's a listener?
Here's the thing. June is a listener. And my grandma told me to make a shout out and hurt that. Back then, fat shaming was it was fine.
It was encouraged. That was part of the New true. Deal.
That's true. Yeah. Fat Delano Roosevelt. Wait, that was Teddy, wasn't it? No, FDR
that's
was.
FDR,
yeah, that's right. Fat Dick Roosevelt.
Oh no.
Yeah. So my mom's telling me all these stories. I got to touch base a little bit, but we believe in ghosts again. Here's the thing. I had a ghost experience when I was like 4, which seems like it could have been a dream, but my grandma saw him too. And I think that
she was losing her mind.
Not the same grandma, different one. Okay. This one's even crazier.
This one's
actually.
In a psych ward.
Yeah, yeah. This one's banging off the walls on a straitjacket somewhere.
So we're sleeping in her padded room.
No, here's the thing. So I'm laying on the floor. These three guys show up. They start banging out my grandma. The next day, my grandma's like, "Isn't this place spooky? It's like weird, man. It's haunted over there." They're like, if your grandpa asked about this, we're haunted. yeah, they were all wearing bags around the waist. If you know what I'm talking about. No, but I did see these three figures come out of the ground, and my grandma swears she saw it too. So
three
I don't
figures.
Know. Yeah, three. Figures.
Seeing one ghost, sure.
Yeah, but three ghosts.
Wait, were they like people?
Yeah.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, well, that settles it.
So I believe that ghosts are real, but not heaven. And I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, but I don't believe that they're spiritual.
See, that was the thing they mixed up a lot in church. Sometimes it's the Holy Spirit, sometimes
means,
it's the Holy
the
ghost.
Ghost. That's right.
Which one is it?
And are they all the same thing?
The three men I admire most, said Don McLean, American Pie, 1964.
American Pie. Is that where he fucked the pie?
Yeah, that was the music video. Yeah, yeah. Also, what a lame lyric. The three men I admired most, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, that sucks.
Get some new heroes, dog.
Chevy to the levee, and I fucked a pie.
Yeah, that song's a bit long for me.
Yeah, yeah,
and Stifler's mom was drinking whiskey and rye.
Damn it, I couldn't remember her name. She's very funny. She's a funny actress, but I couldn't remember. Anyways, so my mom's, we're talking about ghosts. She said she just had a ghost experience where a ghost burst into her room. And she started seeing, like, the door flew open. This is, like, 8 months ago.
Wait a second.
Maybe this podcast is haunted. Oh, my God. I like that you took your headphones off.
Still shaking.
Anyway, so the door, her bedroom door bursts open. And these three guys come in and start banging around.
Oh, my God. Same
they
guys?
They said, I know your mom.
Different grandma. Anyways, different grandma. So there's the spirit comes in, I guess, and she feels a pressure holding her chest down, but she can't see anything but flashing lights. And she says, and I quote, "Go away, evil spirit." And she said some of the pressure lifted off, and then she said it again, and then it went away, and the door shut. And it never came back.
Some weak-ass ghosts.
Yeah.
They're like, hopefully she doesn't know to tell us to leave.
Pretty scary, Harry Carey.
They're like vampires where vampires have to be like let in, but ghosts have to be told to leave.
Yeah.
Like they have to leave if you tell them.
I asked her and I was like, yeah, and like how cops got to show you their ID. If you're a ghost, and I say, get away, evil spirit.
Yeah, let's get a body cam on these ghosts.
It'd be cool if vampires had to show you their ID.
I think everybody, especially Muslims, should have to show you their ID. Wouldn't that be cool?
Oh, no. Ooh, Tommy.
Oh, JFK. Just fucking kidding. Anyway, what do you make of that? Do you think my mom's a liar? Do you think she's... I think sometimes she's sleep deprived and has visions, I guess. Or ghosts are real and the world is a terrifying place.
I think in both scenarios, the world is a terrifying place, but...
That's true.
I'm going to go with A.
What the fuck? You fucking have respect for my mom.
I'm anti-ghost. I'm not...
You don't like him?
You believe in him?
You just
think, hey,
get fucked. I'm alt-ghost.
Let's build a spiritual wall.
The alt-ghosts all hang out on Frightbart. It was so good talking to you guys.
Oh, shit. Shit. Let me pull up Frightbart.
Are you pulling up the Bigfoot?
So my mom's been telling me this Bigfoot story for years. Since I was a little kid, she told me she saw Bigfoot when she was like in her late 20s or whatever. Or maybe early 30s. It was like in the late 80s, I mean. And then she told me that it was her and her sister, my aunt, they called in a report of seeing Bigfoot.
What did they call?
Have you heard of the Ghostbusters? No, they called like the local radio station, I guess.
Oh, that's how you know it's legit. They were trying to win a contest. Yeah.
Well, my aunt is a... Nah, I don't want to get into it. She's a piece of shit. Anyway.
I think that gets the point.
Yeah, that's all I need to say. I look online because I was like... I don't know. She was like, you can look it up. And I was like... What? And then I looked it up, and sure enough, there's a fucking report online of where my mom called in 1989. But here's
most
the thing.
Most people are worrying about the Berlin Wall and AIDS.
Nope, they saw Bigfoot. Here's the report. In southern Indiana, Unionville, October 1990 or 89, my sister and I were on our way home late at night. Approximately 2 a.m. when a Bigfoot walked in front of my sister's Honda. My mom drove a Honda Civic.
Gotta get that plug.
Touching the front of the vehicle. It was very hairy and had long arms. It walked upright, but this creature had a sideways gait as though limping or injured. It looked straight at us and walked slowly. It did not appear to be afraid. It was approximately 5'4". And I'd say it closely resembled an orangutan. Time and conditions, it was dark, but the creature was within feet of us. It was cool out, but I don't recall rain. That's it.
More like a little below average foot.
Right? 5'4".
That's a little fella.
It sounds like it was just like a hairy Greek man. Like begging for a ride.
My big fat Greek man.
Did he say, do you want soup? Oh, yeah.
There was a guy in Last Comic Standing I forget his name, but his bit was like, they're doing auditions for my big fat Greek wedding, too. I'm big, I'm fat, I'm Greek.
Put me in the movie.
Put me in the movie.
That was the whole punchline. Murder.
Oh, it was like the best. I've never seen a bit do better.
I'm big, I'm fat, I'm Greek, I'm two.
I wish he was a toddler. That would be dynamite.
I want to know who that was. He has a TV credit.
Oh, I know.
So funny. Anyway, so that was my experience at home, which was pretty wild.
So what
wild.
Do you think it was?
I think it might have been Bigfoot. Honestly, I'll be honest with you. They swear by it. Does it water it down a little bit that my mom said she also just encountered a spirit? I don't know.
Not a great pregame.
It's hard because you don't want to call it, like... I believe women.
Oh,
first
no.
of all, Tommy.
Oh, no.
First of all, Tommy, you pulled Frightbart a little too fast for my taste. It was a little too fresh on the off the old nog. Yeah, I believe women, so I'm going to say they're real.
Oh my God.
Yeah, so Connor, what do you think? Bigfoot or let's see, what's the alternative? Bigfoot or else? What do you think?
Wait, was it, did they say it was at night, right?
Yeah. 2 a.m.
Oh, yeah. They can't see. They're freaked out.
Well, they got headlights. They're in a car.
I mean, they're drunk, right?
No.
No.
How dare you? You called my mom. Who cares how drunk she was? I believe women, Tommy.
She was wearing.
Oh, what she's wearing matters too.
Oh, in that outfit, you're going to see a Bigfoot, that's for sure.
Oh, shit. Great, Moe's going to put out a fucking blog about his experience of Bigfoot. That's
another These are insight. The emails I exchanged with Bigfoot.
Man, that article was bad news.
A
lot of bad news out there.
If you believe Moe is innocent, tweet at us.
Oh, wait, I had a sponsor that I wanted to do before I forget.
Tweet us hashtag slow mo.
I was trying to get you off this.
He gave you an out. He gave you an out. Tom was like, I got to get this out.
My new restaurant. Have you guys been to my... I'll let Tom talk about it, but it's Zach and Mary Make a Po' Boy.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, that's where they fuck a shrimp onto a...
They shove it in.
Yeah, yeah. Seth Rogen and
Lizzie Banks. Yeah.
Yeah. Old Liz Banks. Yeah. They shove a po' boy up her.
Yep.
You know, but and then,
okay.
Now I want to get you back to the other topic.
Just keeps digging deeper.
If you believe Mo is guilty. tweeted us hashtag Mo Problems. I've been listening to Doughboys too much. Very funny podcast. Check that out. I wanted to move on to. Oh yeah, I think we had one more sponsor actually. Let me see if it's worth going back for.
Oh boy, I hope it is.
That'd be a fun. I wrote down Fancy Feaster Bunny.
Fancy Feast is traditionally a cat food.
Yes,
it's a canned
exactly.
Cat food.
So, you know how on Easter, like, everybody's having fun?
Yeah.
Not the kitty. why are there any treats for cats on Easter?
You give them
so
chocolate.
What this is it's a live bunny that it's small enough for your cat to murder.
Oh, my God.
What, is it just going to step on it?
Ever since you stopped
funny?
This, you just got this bloodlust for animals.
Wait, let me guess. The cat's name was Socks.
That's true. Yeah, yeah. The cat will be wearing Dick Socks by Rick Fox. We never did talk about that, did we? See, when you're a busy NBA player, sometimes you got to have your dick gets cold from travel. And so you got to put on a... Dick Socks by Rick Fox.
I think Rick Fox
former
is that
NBA great.
Busy right now.
Oh,
he was
busy.
Was he on Party Down, right?
Is that right?
He was in an episode of Party Down.
I feel like
he
just saw him
time
in
time
something.
Adam Scott was worried that the woman was going
to
hook up with him.
Ah.
That show was so good.
Great show. One of the
I
best.
Feel a little bad in retrospect
Bring
now
it
that
back.
I'm thinking about that Mo thing. I'm not trying to make light of a serious issue. I just, anyways. This
well,
is
have
a great
you heard
return.
My new band? System of a Party Down.
Oh, man,
wake
what
up.
A great
Adam
relevant
Scott is in the show.
Show.
Wake up.
Jay Lynch was in the first season.
Then she got too famous from Gleason.
Oh, shit.
We didn't want to leave her. She wanted to. We didn't.
Donald Trump is guilty of treason. Oh, I wrote this down. I've got a couple things and we can start to wrap up here. I didn't even ask you about your Christmas yet.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Beautiful Christmas.
Beautiful. Yeah,
any
yeah.
fun stories from traveling back to Chicago besides Patton and Bobby?
No, it was all. I got real lit up. It was all great. It was all a good time.
Lit up too, man. I had the worst hangover of my fucking life.
What'd you do? What were your cure attempts?
Cure attempts. Tried to order Chinese food.
See, that is when you're hungover, you think Chinese is a good idea.
Yeah.
But it's never a good idea.
No.
It's too heavy.
It is very heavy. It's sticky. I got the General Tso's chicken. threw it all up immediately. Sorry.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, immediately. It was
that
very
general
bad.
Had to retreat.
Yeah. Well, the last time I had a bad hangover, I did that. I ate Chinese food, and I was like, this is great. Turned out that wasn't even a hangover. That was nothing.
I try to eat, like, before I try to eat a meal, I just try to, like, eat. If I have a banana, I'll eat that.
Banana's great when you're hungover.
Banana's good. Because it's like a fruit, but it's not, like, acidic or anything.
Yeah.
It's a morning fruit.
Yeah.
What are your hangover foods? Send us in a... Hangover foods.
No, send us in samples of your favorite hangover foods, and
yeah,
we can
that's
test
true.
Them out.
Mostly because I really need to know. I'm trying not to ever be hungover again. That was my New Year's resolution last year, was never be hungover again.
And well, and he made it a couple weeks.
I did.
A couple weeks left.
I did make it a couple weeks.
Do you remember how hungover I was New Year's Day last year?
I don't.
You took that picture of me where I've got like the party thing on my face.
I forgot we were at the beautiful comedy.
Because we were at that gay bar.
Yeah.
I call the comedy attic a gay bar. With Jared's
Jared is real catty.
Tommy, there was a guy wearing a a pink shirt. It wasn't a gay bar. You call everywhere. Where there's one gay guy, you're like, oh, we got to get out of here. It's a fucking gay bar, I guess.
Josh Cox did a guest set. I'm like, oh, no. We're in the wrong place, buddy.
Tommy, this is the BMV. It's not even a bar.
That was great. That was a great time. Speaking of the Comedy Attic, real fast, if this is out by then, I'll be at the Comedy Attic. In 2 weeks with Mike Birbiglia, I believe it's the 12th through the 14th. I'll also be at the old Wednesday show on the 11th. So come by that if you're in Bloomington. I think it might already be sold out. But try to get tickets. Or just come party with me. Who gives
you should
shit?
Just do Sleepwalk with Me as your features.
I'm going to play a clip of it from my phone.
Or just get the projector down and just play the movie.
Love that movie. Anyways, what else were we going to do here? I said I was going to read something, and then I forgot. Oh, tell me if you've ever had this happen. Have you ever done something that you're like, that would be a good story about me if the person who's with me would tell it? I don't know. I think I have to explain what happened, because, and then it'll make sense. I was walking with our friend Luke. And I like Luke a lot. He's
Who's
good
Luke?
Man. Luke Moniz.
Never mind.
Good man. Good man.
Great man. Love Luke. Good
I saw a lady on the train platform drop a $100 bill out of her pocket, and I saw it like fly down on the platform thing, and I chased after, and I had to run down the platform, and I gave it to her. I was like, you just dropped this? And then I realized, like, fuck, Luke is the only person who saw that.
Who
I
can tell without, because you can't be. Because like,
I can't tell
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And now I'm
tell
telling it for the. Yeah, I'm telling it. This is my way of telling it, by the way.
You figured it out.
But it sucks because I thought
about
it. Seemed
like a problem.
Yeah, it sucks when you know how when you're really fucking somebody good, they're the only one who can tell anybody. But if they tell their teachers, you'll get in trouble. And they tell their teachers or parents, like, you could go to prison for shit like that, you know? So you got to not,
sorry,
you got to tell them not to tell anybody.
I just want to point out I'm not laughing at that.
Oh, is that right, Connor? That's because you're so fucking high off
like
your little edible now.
You know what? I'll do like a fake
a
bit
boy.
Where I'm like, wouldn't it be funny if I made everyone watch as I donate in this tip jar?
Yeah.
But then, you know what I mean? Like, isn't it funny how vain I am to make everyone, but it's like I am also making everyone.
Yeah.
I've done that multiple times. Like, there's a Planned Parenthood jar to show. I was like, hey, what if I just got out of the mic, I was like, everyone watch me donate.
Because it's like, I just spent $100 basically to have.
and that's a thing, like,
to impress Luke.
You feel good about doing that.
I did, but then
like
it's
that.
Like, yeah, I was charged up, but then I can't
but
go around.
Guess what I just did? I have a story like that. I was at a bar in Chicago with, it was me, Alex Stone, and Maura.
Uh-huh.
And,
who's Maura? That's Alex Stone's girlfriend.
And,
she's a little old for me. She's like 19.
No, we were at this bar and we were right by the window, and there's a homeless man outside who had a cart full of stuff, and then it hit a bump and tipped over.
Oh no!
And so he was trying to pick up his cart, so I ran out there and like I helped him pick it up, and then I talked to him for like 5 minutes or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then I walked back in, but it's like, yeah, like I can't tell that story, but. from Alex Moore's perspective, I'm a hero.
So you, right. you sign the homeless guy up for Facebook? Yeah. Make him friend. I'll run you now.
This lady did barely even thanked me for mine. Ooh, you got a 5-minute talk out of it. That's $100
bill.
That's
a lot of money.
She said,
was she
like,
a rich
thank
lady?
You in Rush. In Russia, you know what? She was wearing a coat made out of dogs. She may have had some money.
Is that the lady who runs that parlor car show?
That's right, Cruella Bardeville.
That's not a bad joke.
That sucks.
Okay, so I have one.
Okay.
So this is about my friend. So we're in basketball camp, we're like fourth grade, it's like Maria's age, and so my friend.
She calls herself Moia.
So we're golfing at like the shitty golf course, and my friend finds a $100 bill.
Wait, I thought you said basketball camp.
So yeah, the age of basketball camp, and then it'll make sense. It'll make sense in 10 seconds. Just let me fucking tell the story.
Let's keep interrupting.
So the next day, what kind of basketball camp,
was it a skills? Was it for just point guards?
The day after we played golf, we went back to basketball camp. Where
what's
we
your handicap?
alcoholism. So,
fuck, I was about to say wheelchair.
I was trying to think.
Do you get a caddy or do you carry yourself at that age?
That's a good question.
I have a sponsor.
I know for your alcoholism.
Okay, so we're talking the next day at basketball camp.
What's your drink of choice? What do you like to get real fucked up on?
Basketball. So
oh, so you're just a ball
You're
holly.
A Bulls fan, right?
Okay, so we go to basketball camp the next day, and my friends were all talking about
what
the...
What kind of shoes were you wearing? Were you a Nike kid or an Adidas kid?
So we're talking. My friends talking about how he found the $100. It's the talk of the camp.
Wait, you gotta slow down. I can't
wait, yeah. Now Connor's interrupting.
My friend
you
found $100.
dangerously.
My friend dangerously found $100 on the golf course. So the next day at basketball camp, we're all talking about it. It's the talk, and then the coaches go. They call everyone to a meeting, and one of the coaches is like, "Yeah, it's been like a hard week. You know, I lost $100 on the golf course." And everyone looks at Connor, my friend. And he kind of takes a beat and he raises his hand and he goes, "Sir, I found your $100. And he goes, "We were kidding." And then everyone laughed. But it was like a lesson. But it would have been so funny if he didn't admit to it and just like whistled
took
like
this kid's $100. Oh, yeah. Oh, either way. Yeah. The coach just takes it from him.
Goes and buys an
now
iPad.
You learned a lesson, you dumb little bastard.
Wait, I still don't get what is. So were all the people from basketball camp at golf the previous day?
No.
How'd that coach hear that story?
Because everyone was talking about it.
Yeah,
at
it was
basketball
like the talk
camp.
Of the town.
Yeah,
you would have caught that if you were listening,
dude.
Connor,
when you're 10 years old,
up.
You find $100 bill. That's like that's
yeah.
Headline.
I'd be like, thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh shit.
No, we were. He didn't have a lot of money.
I think he did. He worked at a candy store.
Mm-hmm.
I know that candy money.
It's like taking money from a baby.
Candy walked right up.
Dude, I know these candy stores. I got to go in there all the time with my girlfriend. Yeah, it's like my girlfriend in a candy store.
I think we're trying to sneak in on 2016 worst of lists.
I like this bit.
I do too.
It's fun. Anyways, guys, we can start going in for the wrap. We're at 53 minutes right now. And with all that stuff I cut out about Mo, we should be at 30.
It was a good experiment to talk about it.
Woo doggy. Let me see if there's anything else here we wanted to cover. Connor, how was your holiday?
It was pretty good.
We were both in Indy. We got to see one of my favorite things that's ever happened on stage, which is Tim calling your mom a C-bomb.
Yeah, Tim, my good friend Tim McLaughlin called my one and only mother a cunt from the stage.
From the stage.
So he didn't know it was her. She was in the back of the room. But so Tim, my mom knows Tim, and she knows he's not a reputable person, but she likes him.
He's a man of ill repute.
Yeah. So in one of Tim's setups on stage, he said, he said, "So I have a girlfriend now," and my mom, as anybody who would know Tim, reacted with, how? And it wasn't, she wasn't trying to interrupt. It was just like a genuine reaction from her. She
just, you know, how it should be. People listen to him on this podcast.
Yeah, she couldn't she couldn't stop herself. And so he just goes, oh, shut up, you cunt. And then afterwards, I walk up to my mom and it wasn't like, oh, hey, great set or fun show. She was just like, your friend called me a cunt.
That should be your like go-to review in your bio. Audience members have said that your friend called me a cunt. I can't even say the word.
Oh, my God. I just realized, in line with the bit that we've been doing throughout the episode, I was having a good set, and then I decided to throw in the worst joke I've ever written, which is,
welcome to the jungle.
Hey, get fucked. That's a good bit.
Shots
That's
fired.
A solid bit. I made fun of one of Connor's, but none of them are memorable enough to.
Ooh,
doggy. I'm usually asleep halfway through. Snooze fest. Green shirt. Dad fuck. Wait, no. Dad fuck.
Dad fuck or dad fuck?
Oh, shit. No, it was the bit where I said, I used to think that kids come from storks. Now I realize they come from when you fuck them. This guy after the show.
I've never heard that.
It's so stupid. I did it a couple weeks ago. And then I was like, I was a little bit drunk on stage. And I was having a good set. Like, I felt like I was having fun. And I was like, you know what? Fuck. Because all the comics were on the side wall.
And you don't want to do stuff they've...
I didn't want to do
they
something.
They aren't horrified by it.
You know how when there's comics, like when it's a lot of comics, you're like, I want to get that laugh. And I heard Tim laugh, so he was like, that's my favorite joke of the night. it was an interesting choice because I got such a weird noise and then a laugh, but it was just like, I was like, I threw it all away for nothing. Because after the show, this one of my friend's moms came up and was like, I just don't know when you became so disgusting. she was like, I love you. That was hilarious.
Yeah,
and then
she
came back over. And she was like, just so you know, I was fucking with you. I don't care. I'm a cunt. She said,
it was my mom.
How many babysitting jobs did you lose?
Oh, shit, all of them. That's how I make my living, you know.
Now, is that business or pleasure?
God damn it.
Babysitting, huh? Business or pleasure? The worst networking guy.
And he's not CPR certified.
This episode is that was too far, Tommy. Oh man, I'm excited to get back into the podcast. I really plan to start releasing them weekly now.
I love it.
I'm putting down the cash for a Podomatic account that's pro, so that should inspire me to get them out faster. Connor, you got anything you want to plug?
January 18th, I'm going to show at Union Hall in Park Slope, Brooklyn.
What show is that?
Rent Party.
Ooh, Yadoya.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, I think it starts at 8. You can get tickets probably at Union Hall's website.
Cool. Yeah. Follow Connor at Connor Delahanty. I wouldn't. No.
Follow me on Instagram. I don't tweet ever, but my Instagram is.
No, Connor's a good man. He's got a green shirt.
All day, every day.
Tommy, you're at Tommy McNam.
Tommy McNam. Next Unplugged show at The Annoyance is January 6th if you're in New York. Doing a special one in Boston March 3rd. If anybody had any Boston girl sluts. Is that what you call your
No, princesses. Not girl sluts. No, dick princesses.
Dick princesses. It's been 8 months. I got it.
You've heard of Dick Army. We have Dick Princess.
Tom,
have
you
heard
anything?
Of that? I'll be in Bloomington. I'll be in Austin at Cap City Comedy Club coming up. And Vancouver at the Comedy Mix, I believe. And then there's one more that I cannot remember, but you probably already follow me if you're listening to this shit.
And a lot of people follow you like deadheads, right?
That's true. Yeah. People follow me from city to city. They get all fucked
up.
Do
the stork joke! Oh, those are my fans.
I'm looking at my calendar here. I know I've got something else.
It'd be funny if there's one comedian that had like a Dave Matthews type following where it was all just drunk high school kids, no matter how old they got. They just like partied their asses off at outdoor venues.
You know goddamn well that's what I do, man. I got these people are partying while they're listening to this. No matter how old I get, they stay the same age, my fans.
Dave Matthews is the only concert where whenever someone goes, the question is how many people you know got arrested.
Did I tell you, I went to a Dave Matthews weekend.
You did multiple shows?
You tried to get me to go that year. And I was
Josh Cox made us go, or made me go. God, and it was he's the worst, right? Just what a piece of shit.
Love
I can't
Josh.
Remember what I was going to make fun of him for on here, but I started
Ashy
off.
Larry?
No, not that. That was something else before then, but Josh Cox, get fucked.
I love you, Josh.
Love you, Josh.
All right, thanks for listening. Have a good girls' night. Keep it crispy.
Meow. That's the mouse.